Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. And the title of her preaching today is Yay for the Outsiders.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature personhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The Word of the Lord. Today is the Feast of St. Matthew. I have always liked St. Matthew. I have a small picture of him as the patron saint of bookkeepers, and I picture him as logical, practical, and, as we know, an outsider. He was a Jew, but his work as a tax collector put him on the outside of both Jewish and Roman society. Maybe that's why I like him. I often feel like an outsider myself. Have you ever felt this way? Like an outsider living or working where you didn't quite fit in? You maybe even felt like an imposter, doubting your own skills, talents, or accomplishments. The joy of Jesus is that we have a model of how to succeed at being an outsider. Jesus himself was one. A Messiah who didn't really meet the expectations of a Messiah. Being an outsider is often a door to doing the work of the Lord. Look at Matthew, whom Jesus calls to follow him. He became a channel for the other outsiders to come to the Lord. Jesus tells the complainers that he had come to call sinners, not the righteous, to come to the outsiders, not the insiders. Matthew and his fellow tax collectors and sinners surely fit into this category. Paul might have felt this way also as he wrote from prison. He'd had a shaky start with the followers of Jesus and likely struggled after that time to fit in with the others. Did he ever feel like an imposter apostle? Paul encourages us outsiders when we feel the most outsiderish or imposterish. Our gifts come from Christ for the building up of the body. God's grace, the free and undeserved help that God gives us to respond to God's call, per the Catechism, goes along with that gift. We are reminded to accept our gift and not question why God gave it to us, and live it with humility, gentleness, patience, love, and hope. We are equipped with the skills to do the job. So the next time you feel on the outside, consider the bigger picture. We are part of the body, a part of God who is over all, through all, and end all, and in us.